Hi, everybody. Thank you guys for coming. We're going to be talking a little bit about a water quality analysis that we have performed in the Biobe Avenue Central Wetlands Unit, and I'm going to give you plenty of background information for those of you who don't know what that means. So just a quick overview. We're going to start with a little introduction, the project scope, so the entire project. We just worked on a small portion, the service learning aspect, which Becca will get into, and then our recommendations and conclusions. So in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, which I'm sure many of you guys know, the need for coastal restoration was very clearly brought to light. We know that coastal cities, such as New Orleans, where we are located, has an increased vulnerability due to climate change, sea level rise, increase of tropical storms, as we just saw this past week. So clearly, coastal restoration could serve as a form of hazard mitigation in terms of public health, the environment, and these coastal cities. So I'm sure you guys know where Louisiana is, but in the upper right-hand corner, the orange outline of Louisiana is the coast that is decreasing rapidly. We're working in the upper right-hand portion of that, if I could point, sorry. So as a result of these man-induced changes that we'll get into in a little bit, the Louisiana wetland is decreasing at a rate of more than 65 square kilometers per year. So on the far left, you can see in 1930, that's what the outlet looked like. Then in 1974, the light blue is the land loss, and then into 1990, even more so. This next picture, if we don't do anything, is the land loss that we're going to experience in 2020. So you can see the majority of Southeast Louisiana is now gone, which is tragic and clearly a very big public health concern. So to put all of these little graphs in perspective, real life example, in 1900 on the left is what Biobe Avenue looked like in 2010, and when we did our water sampling, the image on the right is what you were looking at. So it's a pretty dramatic change. So obviously we think that the wetlands are very important. They buffer levee protected areas, which New Orleans is. They shield from wave erosion and hurricane storm surge. They clearly supply wildlife and fishery habitats, contribute to the economy, improve water quality, and remove nutrients in the water. So we need to enhance the wetlands, which is our general goal of this project. The levees are eliminating the replenishing sediments that help the Southeast Louisiana maintain its land mass. These man-induced changes, like the Mississippi River Gulf outlet, pipeline canals, and the construction of the levees are all compounding this issue greatly. So there's an increased hazard and a reduced resilience to storms that we're experiencing in these coastal cities. We also face huge economic and social losses by this land loss and wetland decrease. Clearly, if the wetlands keep decreasing, we're going to lose a lot of our cities, a lot of our towns, and a lot of our economy. So if you're going to take anything away from this, we would hope that this last little number sticks with you. But it is estimated that 200 meters of cypress trees can reduce a storm surge from 20 meters to 1, which is enormous and kind of baffling. But we are losing about 1 acre of wetlands every 30 minutes. So during this presentation, we will have lost 1 acre of wetlands. So I'm sure you guys have heard plenty about Hurricane Katrina. But the area that we worked in experienced numerous levee breaks. The image on the left is one of them, and then the image on the right shows the flooded waters from Hurricane Katrina. And then here is where Hurricane Katrina went over, and you can see the green, which is the intact cypress trees. And we know that cypress trees have really, really complex and intricate and deep root systems, which is why they stayed standing and were able to absorb so much water and decrease the storm surge. And then you can see the fallen oaks, which clearly didn't stand a chance against Katrina. So this is kind of what we're dealing with.
Hello, sorry for the brief presenter change. So Sarah just spoke about the general need for wetland restoration and helping the coastline. I'm going to speak a little bit about our personal experiences and the project we worked on as a part of coastal restoration. It was called Service Learning. We at Tulane participate in hands-on community partnerships that are partnered with a classroom experience as well to, in our case, to work with coastal restoration. And this really gets into the core mission of what we were doing. Tulane University students like Sarah and myself partnered with Nunez Community College students. Nunez Community College is located in one of the parishes, St. Bernard's Parish, that was most directly impacted by the storm. And together we identified and evaluated ecological and water quality issues related to coastal restoration in order to aid parish officials in St. Bernard's Parish as well as Orleans Parish and other local stakeholders in identifying and assessing wetland restoration and sustainability initiatives, such as cypress trees, like Sarah spoke about, and floating islands as a means of hazard mitigation and public health ecological enhancement. So here is a map of where we did our water quality testing. You can see the four stars indicate the pumping sites where we took samples. And to give some perspective, the lower left-hand corner is the Mississippi River. And coming in from the right side, we have the Gulf outlet. So really easy access points for water quality sampling. Here are some pictures of us actually going out and taking the samples along with one of our mentors, Ponswat. We tested for both physical and chemical parameters, including turbidity, temperature, salinity, fecal coliform, to give us, and we used just standard sampling methods. Again, some more photos from inside the lab. Really excited to be there. The results that we found for dissolved oxygen were very close to oxygen saturation. Our salinity results showed that all of the water sites were brackish. pH levels were neo-neutral. There was a high content of calcium and magnesium. Varying amounts of organic pollutants, however, they were all very low in biodegradability, and fecal coliform counts were two orders of magnitude below the criteria for secondary contact levels. All in all, the results for the parameters that we measured were in compliance with the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality's criteria for these wetland sites. However, obviously the wetlands have been degraded to a very low state, and we, through all this research, have felt that even though they're in compliance with the Department of Environmental Quality standards, there's obviously room for improvement and enhancement. And the restoration of this area, like we spoke about before, is necessary for future hurricane protection. I know with all of the Hurricane Sandy drama happening right now, hurricane protection is something on the forefront of everyone's mind. We also concluded that we need more research. We need to go out and sample more and more frequently to have accurate portrayal of what's happening in the wetlands. Actually, there's a service learning crew, just like Sarah and I were a part of, out there right now continuing the research. And there's also our research that we did through Tulane in partnership with Nunez is a part of an ongoing study being done by other universities in the Southeast, like LSU and Southeastern other universities. As a part of the service learning component, students were asked to report reflections on their experiences related to stewardship with the community, but also their involvement in the wetlands. And most of Tulane students, I don't know if y'all are aware, are not from the New Orleans area, so coming and seeing the rundown cypress maybe didn't mean anything to them at first, but after being out there every week sampling and analyzing all this data and seeing its relevance to the community, they had some very thoughtful reflections that I would like to share with y'all. One student said, "This service learning course has increased my sensitivity to local environmental issues. New Orleans would not be the same place without the Mississippi River and its wetlands that protect us from hurricanes and provide natural habitats for the organisms we need to survive. Too often I have sat in public health classrooms learning in a closed and sterile room about what it is and isn't proper health behavior. This course has not only given me the opportunity to learn about how to take care of our environment, but also provided me with the tools and skills to do so." Another student commented on her first perception of the cypress trees and the sort of degraded wetlands, She said, when we arrived at BioBienvenue on the first day to collect water samples, I was shocked by its appearance. I was expecting to see more of a swamp and instead came across a brackish marsh with only stumps and branches a few feet above the water's surface. Upon seeing this, the problem became very real for us. 50 years ago, the area was 30 miles of freshwater cypress swamp that provided for the lower Ninth Ward as well as all of New Orleans with protection against storms and a plague that hits this particular part of the country. The building of canals and levees has turned this area into an open marsh with cypress ghosts or remnants of what was once thriving wetland areas. So participating in this, I know for myself and for Sarah, has opened our eyes into the need for support and wetland restoration. So as a result, we obviously recommend continuing collection of data and seeing where the research can take the program. Obviously, changing the data and the analysis as the environment changes, looking at point and diffuse sources of pollutants that can be potentially affecting the sampling sites, and obviously comparing the sites and specific factors that influence the difference in data and results. Other recommendations we have are to use the rich culture and local movements that are found in New Orleans to disseminate information about the kind of work we're doing and the need for cypress restoration and saving the wetlands. The wetlands are really important to the culture and the traditions of New Orleans and the area that we work in. And going out into the community with these local grassroots movements and also educating early on about the importance is an asset to help us protect the area. So yeah, this is the rest of our research team who we are representing today. But if y'all have any questions, thank you for listening to our spiel.
PBT parts per thousand. And it should have been 0.5 to 30. Not 3. Sorry.
Okay. Do you know if there's any scientists that studied the levees prior to Katrina? Are you familiar with anybody that looked at the levees as a potential for collapsing?
I mean, the general consensus that going to Katrina, they thought that the levees would hold any sort of storm. Clearly, we've seen that that's not the case. And Army Corps of Engineers has worked really hard, and New Orleans was protected during Isaac. Other parts of Louisiana were not, but I think that the levees are still a serious concern, and the functionality of them is ever changing. Yes, the Sierra Club is actually actively involved in supporting this project. So are a number of other grassroots organizations, and the state of Louisiana is very supportive, and we're working with a lot of different organizations and nonprofits to try to make this dream of wetland restoration a reality, and so that we can hopefully save our city from future disasters.
The projects at Tulane, as well as the surrounding universities, are all continuing and have been given funding and support.
My name is AJ. This is a class that we put together. But this is part of a $2.6 million project. But it's part of a considered effort to enhance the weapons. 30,000 acres. Off of that, 200 meters of cypress that holds a swat. So there's the Yard Club, we have a lot of the schools involved, a lot of the NGOs are involved, so this is a joint effort. It's a great community participation project.
Yeah.
How can this part of the whole
Cypress trees that we have here will only grow in less than a foot of water. Some of those areas have been washed, so they have been filled through the dredge. And one idea is to use ash from the sewage treatment plant in the city of Lawrence. Another is to use stabilized biocides to provide the nutrients. So that's the testing we're doing now to see whether or not. We have two 10-acre ponds that are constructed with rooms. We'll start operation in January, and then we'll monitor and see how well they're doing. Thank you.
Thanks.